You can't bring yourself to move, no matter how badly you try. Do you even want to try anymore? You're tired of running. You're tired of being scared and looking for somewhere safe to stay. If you can stay here and admire her for even a second more, it'll be worthwhile.
So be it. It has been a while since I've been able to sate my thirst, and you seem healthy enough to endure me. Let's see how well you follow instructions. Rise. Remove all your clothing. Yes, reasonable. Not a terrible physique for a human. I suppose you meet my tastes well enough. Were you hoping that I was going to strip myself bare before you? Don't get greedy, human. You aren't worthy of the honor. But perhaps you may be worthy of my touch. Demonstrate your willingness to obey me. Submit to my every command, and I might reward you for it. Look me in the eyes. Such a needy little thing you are. Such a desperate, pleading expression. It suits you. Let's begin then, shall we? I am going to demonstrate how easily I can manipulate you, how I can bring pleasure or pain with my will alone. Obey, and I will delight in your moans. Disobey, and I will delight in your screams. Understand? Good. Then I will return your free will. There's little point in testing your obedience if I simply force you to do everything. Now, sit down in this chair and take that cock of yours in your hand. Give it a gentle squeeze. For me, knead it with your fingers. And begin to stroke yourself. Slowly. Good. Continue until I instruct you otherwise. You are not allowed to climax without my permission. Do not suppress your sounds. I want to hear every moan, every whimper, every ragged breath that escapes your lips. Look me in the eyes. So long as you please me, you have nothing to fear. Tell me, what are you? Yes, a human. And what is a human? I'll tell you. A miserable little pile of lust. Simple-minded, frail, weak. Now, what is a vampire? I'll answer my own question. A vampire is an objectively superior version of a human. That is not racism. It is a simple, logical conclusion. We lack your vulnerabilities to age and disease, and are more connected to magic than you could ever hope to be. Tell me, why do you think you're the one utterly spellbound and stroking his cock while I stand here lecturing you? Is it because I have control over you? Understanding control is the first tenet of being a true vampire. Everyone, everything, controls and is controlled by another in some manner or another. Finding those pathways and exploiting them is how we go about life. It is only natural that vampires stand superior to others because we understand what it means to truly control someone. But here I am, carry on about the tenets of vampirism while you continue to moan and jerk your painfully stiff cock. Do you see? You are too ravaged by your primal instincts to fully appreciate my words. But I suppose it isn't truly your fault. You can't help the way that you were born. That's what you believe, isn't it? I wonder. Stroke your cock faster. Work yourself up, but do not climax. Allow me to clear up some misconceptions you seem to have. I don't know how vampires function where you're from, but things are a bit different here. Vampires do not perish in sunlight. It simply weakens us, and we rather despise the brightness. And no, garlic is not a bane of our existence. It's actually something of a narcotic, a crutch for the dregs of our noble society. We do not require your blood to sustain ourselves. It's something of a delicacy, one primarily reserved for a trusted servant or an intimate partner. Feeding is an intensely pleasurable experience, you know. For both of us. Tell me, do you think you deserve to be fed upon? Are you worth my time? I can tell by that look on your face, human, that you like giving me control over you. You like obeying me. And it's so easy to obey me, isn't it? It feels so right, so comfortable. I think I've been rambling on long enough. Let's turn our attention back to the task at hand. Would you like to make me come, human? Begging already? Good boy, you didn't even need to be asked. But I'm afraid that you haven't earned the right to come. Not yet.
You know what? I've changed my mind. Stop stroking yourself and go lay on the bed.
Consider yourself fortunate. You'll get to indulge your eyes in the sight of a vampire's body after all. But only my lower half, and perhaps a more close-up view than you hoped for. Yes, lie there. I am going to sit on your face now, human, and you are going to use your tongue on me. Because why should you be allowed to experience the height of your pleasure when you have yet to pleasure your mistress? Convince me of your utter devotion, abandon your pleasure, and commit yourself to mine. Lick me. Oh, ah, yes, like that. Your tongue is eager. Eager to please me, eager to satisfy me. Good, good, you are, promising. Perhaps you do deserve pleasure. You know, as a human, you can never be my equal. Propriety simply will not allow it. A vampire will never partner with someone she considers beneath her. So, as it stands, you will never be anything more than a toy for me. A willing slut to bend to my will. But you need not necessarily stay that way, because there is no shame in recognizing your weakness and seeking to improve. Do that again. Flutter that delightful tongue of yours inside my cunt. Oh, yes. It's been quite some time since I've been able to indulge like this. And quite a lot longer since I've had so willing, obedient human at my service. And you were a good boy for me, aren't you? Yes, a very good boy. But what makes you such a good boy? A good boy recognizes that he is weak, powerless. You are submissive, compliant. You know your place beneath your mistress, diligently licking her cunt. A good boy like you understands that mistress always knows best, and that you'll do anything to please me. And you do want to please me, don't you? Make me come. If you can do that with nothing but your tongue, you'll have a reward well earned. Yes. Oh. Yes. I'm going. Yes, that was absolutely splendid. Yes, you've earned my attention, my needy little human. A skilled pussy licker like you deserves a reward. With a performance like that, I think you've earned... my hand? Were you hoping for something else? Oh, you'll have to do much more than that. I was only planning on using my foot, but I'm in a generous mood. But perhaps we can return to that later. Now, move back. I'm going to lie next to you. I want to watch your face. I want to see it in your eyes. That delicious mix of arousal, devotion, and fear. Would you like me to stroke your cock for you, human? Shall I jerk this rock-hard manhood in my hand and give you pleasure? Very well. Look at me. Look at me as you begin to moan and gasp at my touch. This is what submissiveness earns you. This is what you receive when you obey me. Your body is so charged with sensitivity, so much energy in you just waiting to burst out. Have you noticed my fangs, human? They've become more pronounced to my proximity to such a needy male. Would you like me to use them on you? To feed on another is to take their essence and make it your own, to sustain yourself on all that defines them. It can be an act of ultimate dominance or trust. Tell me, which would you like it to be? I thought you might say that, but you should know the transfer of power goes in both directions. No, you will not turn into a vampire. Not from a single feeding. It takes dozens of times, sometimes hundreds. Do you think yourself worthy of receiving the gift? Do you dare think that you could be a worthy equal? A worthy mate? We shall see. Only time will tell. And it rather depends on your taste, doesn't it? The more appealing I find your blood, the more compatible we are. So, I'm going to work you right up to the edge. I want to look into your eyes and feel your impending orgasm. Feel your cock throb and twitch in my hand, hearing you moan so blissfully as I stroke you. Your pleasure is mine, human. You experience ecstasy or misery entirely at my will. Yes, you're so close. I can feel you tensing up, your balls tightening up and preparing to serve me, preparing to pulse and shoot at my command. You know, I prefer to feed on a man when he is at his most vulnerable, not just physically, but emotionally as well. So tell me, not with words, but with action, if you crave more than this, if you desire power, if you hope to ever be my equal partner, then tilt your head, expose yourself to me, put your trust in me and make yourself vulnerable. Yes, arch your neck towards me. Oh, look at me. Look at me with those gorgeous eyes of yours as you balance on the very edge. Now, be a good boy and come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come, 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 come for me. This is delicious. Your blood, your life, it's absolutely exquisite. Such power. Such vigorous flavor. Yes, it seems that there's hope for you. You may yet prove worthy of me. Well done. I am quite satisfied with you, and you have nowhere else to go, yes? Then you may stay here as a servant to my household. Pledge your loyalty to me. Submit yourself to me. Offer me your lifeblood night after night, and I shall shelter you and protect you for as long as you require it. Excellent. I expect great things from you, human. Now take your clothes and these soiled bedsheets down to the laundry, wash them, and bring up some fresh sheets. And after that, perhaps I'll let you entertain me again.
And so your first night with your new mistress draws to a close. What will the next morning hold, you wonder? Will you ever be able to—
Krona?
Huh? Oh, hey, you. Fancy meeting you here. How are you doing? I was just in the neighborhood, Aunt.
You're not quite as undetectable as you seem to think you are, my dear. I believe I made it quite clear to you that I don't need you coming in and trying to meddle with my love life.
Well, of course you don't need it. But I mean, come on. Look at how well things went with him. You yourself said his blood was amazing, right?
You watched even that? In my own bedroom? You incorrigible voyeur. You are absolutely hopeless.
Hey, you know you can't really be mad at me. I found you a guy that you finally liked. And is it really so bad watching people indulge in each other? I mean, come on. Who could resist?
Frankly, I'm embarrassed with myself for not noticing it earlier. Do not do that again. Friend or not, I will not tolerate that kind of breach of privacy.
Okay, okay. Sheesh.
Swear it.
I swear in the name of the Lilith, she is most unholy, that I won't peep on my friend again. There. I even use my mom's name. Satisfied?
Thank you.
Yep. So, when do you think you'll fuck him?
Oh, with friends like these.